KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Rush CPA & Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. Well, let's start with some high school sports from around the area last night. The Atlantic girls track team picked up a title in the AA portion of the Creston Lady Panther relays last night. Atlantic scoring 190 points for the win. Creston was second with 174. Shenandoah, Clarinda Clark were the top five teams. Atlantic got individual wins from Haley Rasmussen in the 100, the 200, and the long jump. Alyssa Derby won the 400 meters. Taylor McCready won the 1,500 meters, while Heidi Williams took the 400-meter hurdles. Atlantic also grabbed the shuttle hurdle relay title in that event last night. In the Class A section of that meet, Mount Air won the title with 220 points. Martinsdale St. Mary's with 117 was the runner-up. East Union, Stanton, and the Creston JV round out the rest of that field. The Cam Cougars boys track team notched a win Monday night at the Lennox Boys Invitational. The Cougars wrapped up 207 points as they ran away with the team title. Bedford with 101 was second. Griswold was third with 81 points. East Union and Lennox round out the top five. Deshaun Carr picked up wins in the 100 meters, the 200 meters, and the long jump, while Connor McKee won the 110 hurdles and the 400-meter hurdles. Ethan Fulman took the 1600 and 3200-meter titles. Mitchell Williamson won the discus and the shot put. Jacob Holstey took the high jump. The Cougars also won the 4x200 and the shuttle hurdle relay events. Griswold got a couple of event wins in the distance medley relay, and Josh Brownlee grabbed the 400-meter title last night. The Missouri Valley Boys track team took the win by 6 points over St. Albert at the Tri-Center Boys Invitational Monday night. Mo Valley notching 109 points. St. Albert had 106. Underwood with 99 was third. Westwood and Tri-Center the top five. AHSTW's Drake Partridge had another strong night in the sprints, winning the 100 and the 200 titles. The Vikings also won the 4x100 meters and the sprint medley relay. Tri-Center's Brett McGee was a champ in the 1600 meters last night. The Carroll girls and South Central Calhoun boys track teams were winners at the Carroll co-ed meet last night. The Carroll girls won five events and tallied 135.5 points to outdistance the field. Alexa Ehrenholz of IKM Manning won the 100 meters. Her teammate Emily Kirkhoff took the 100 hurdles. Audubon had a couple of winners with Grace Slater in the 1500 a champ, and Melissa Deist won the shot put. The Wheelers also grabbed the distance medley relay win. The South Central Calhoun boys won six events and notched 140 points to beat out second place IKM Manning, who finished with 128 points. Greene County, Carroll, and Audubon, the top five teams. IKM Manning got wins from Amos Rasmussen in the 100 and 200, and the Wolves won the distance medley. Gavin Smith of Audubon, also a winner in the 400-meter hurdles last night. The Glenwood boys track team won the Shenandoah Mustang relays last night, the Rams winning 14 events and posting 217.5 points for the win. Clarinda with 96 was second. Sydney, East Mills, and Shenandoah, the top five teams. On to golf now, where the Exira EHK boys golf team picked up a win at the Rolling Valley Conference meets at Dunlap last night. The Spartans shooting a 167 total in that nine-hole event. Coon Rapids Bayard with a 178 was second. Bowyer Valley was third with a 183. Cam shot 184 for fourth place. Will Carroll was the medalist for the Spartans, shooting a 37. Everett Carroll scored a 39, and he was runner-up medalist for Exira EHK in that event. Also in boys golf last night, Audubon beat AHSTW 191-206. Dylan Obermeyer of Audubon was medalist with a 44. East Mills downing Griswold, 249 for East Mills. Griswold didn't have a full team score. Brock Wallace of Griswold had the low round of 51. Logan Magnolia shot a 177 to edge Trainer by two strokes last night. Joel Richardson of Loma shot the low round of 33. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 172-196 as Nick Tennis of Missouri Valley was the medalist with a 40. In girls golf last night, Atlantic won a triangular as they beat Kemper Catholic and Denison last night on the links. Atlantic posting a 204 team score. That was six strokes better than Kemper Catholic, who shot 210. Denison shot 247. Bailey Newell of Atlantic was the medalist. She shot a 43 in that event last night. Also for Atlantic, Alyssa Ginther posted a 53. Anna Weezer, 54. Lauren Nicholas, also 54 last night. On other girls' golf, it was Audubon over AHSTW, 220-245. Emma Jorgensen of AHSTW was the medalist with a 46. Griswold defeated East Mills with a 222 total. East Mills shot 312. Jenna Reynolds of Griswold shot the low round of 43. Logan Magnolia beat Trainer 227 to 284 as Jace Johnson of Logan Magnolia was medalist with a 50. Missouri Valley topping Tri-Center 192 to 246. Madison Lease of Missouri Valley was medalist, shooting a 40 in last night's event. In high school tennis last night, in girls action, it was Shenandoah downing Atlantic 9-0. In boys tennis, Atlantic took 7 of the 9 matches to win that meet. High school soccer last night in girls play saw AHSTW beat Riverside 4-1, Kemper Catholic 3-1 over Harlan, Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 1-0, Nottoway Valley over East Sac County 11-1, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson shut down Underwood 10-0. In boys soccer, AHSTW defeating Riverside 7-1. Blake Osborne and Gabe Madsen each had 3 goals last night. Denison beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in double overtime 1-0. East Sac County over Nottoway Valley West Central Valley 2-0. Lewis Central beat Glenwood 5-0. Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley 4-0. And Trainer shut out St. Albert 5-0. Well, there is a national championship for Virginia. The Cavaliers claim the NCAA men's basketball title by outlasting Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime last night. It's the first national championship in men's hoops for the Cavaliers and comes 1 year after they became the first number one seed to lose to a number 16 seed in the tournament. Virginia blew a 10-point lead midway through the first half and again late in the second before preventing the Red Raiders from earning their first title. DeAndre Hunter led the charge for the Cavaliers, finishing with 27 points despite going scoreless in the first 18 and a half minutes. The sophomore made the game-tying three with 12 seconds left in regulation, then hit another with 2:07 left in the extra period to give the Cavs the lead for good. Kyle Guy scored 14 of his 24 points after halftime, while Ty Jerome finished with 16. They also helped the Cavaliers shoot 12 of 12 from the line in overtime. Brandon Francis led the Red Raiders with 17 points, 2 more than Jarrett Culver and David Moretti last evening. In other basketball news, Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes will be back with the Volunteers next season. Athletic director Philip Fulmer issued a statement Monday following reports that linked Barnes to the coaching vacancy at UCLA. Barnes has gone 88-50 in 4 seasons at Tennessee. The Volunteers were 31-6 this year, advancing to the Sweet 16 before falling to Purdue. Kansas forward Dedrick Lawson will skip his senior year to enter the NBA draft, the latest move in what should be a significant overhaul of the Jayhawks roster for next season. Lawson transferred from Memphis and sat out last season, then led the Big 12 with 19 points and 10 rebounds this past season. Purdue junior guard Carson Edwards is entering the NBA draft and hiring his agent. He averaged 24 points during the regular season and nearly 35 points a game in 4 NCAA tournament games. Well, in baseball last night, the Dodgers' 5-game winning streak is over after Marcell Ozuna homered and the Cardinals scored twice in the 7th to beat Los Angeles 4-3. St. Louis trailed 3-2 in the 7th until Jose Martinez had an RBI single and Paul Goldschmidt scored on a wild pitch. The Dodgers failed to homer for the first time this season after slamming 24 in their first 10 games. Game 2 of that 4-game set is tonight here on KJAN. 5:50 is the pregame start time. 6:45 is the first pitch. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Chicago over Pittsburgh 10-0. Philadelphia 4-3 over Washington. Atlanta beat Colorado 8-6. San Diego over San Francisco 6-5. In the American League, Edwin Encarnacion became the first Mariner in 17 years to homer twice in the same inning. He did it during an 8-run sixth that highlighted a 12-5 rout to the Royals. Daniel Vogelbach, Jay Bruce, and Dylan Moore also went deep for the Mariners, who have scored at least 5 runs in 11 of their first 12 games. Whit Merrifield extended his hitting streak to 29 games, one off the Kansas City record set by George Brett in 1980. Also in the AL, Tampa Bay beat Chicago 5-1, Baltimore over Oakland 12-4, Houston beat New York 4-3. In interleague play, the LA Angels topping Milwaukee 5-2. Iowa lost 4 starters off the defensive line from last season, but that unit still has some experienced players who will step in. One of those is junior defensive end A.J. Epinesa, who led the Big Ten in sacks last season with 10.5.
Technically, I guess we might be new faces just because, like, we weren't the starters, and everyone, I mean, they left, the older guys, they had to go, but I mean, it's really like no one ever left. I mean, just because that we were so close.
Epinesa says 4 players return up front with significant playing time. The key this spring is building depth. Junior defensive end Chauncey Golston says the depth on last year's defensive line is paying off.
We all had like 400 some snaps, so like it wasn't like we were coming like off the bench and not playing at all. Yeah. So, like, we're all kind of pretty gelled. It's just bringing the younger guys together and, like, being able to, like, do things non-verbally. Like, okay, I know you see that and I see that, so, like, we can just do this. It's so much different.
Golston says new defensive line coach Kelvin Bell is building depth by having the players work at different positions during the spring camp. Iowa State will have a veteran offensive line next season, but that group is working to become more versatile during their spring drills. After starting at 13 games at right guard last season, senior Josh Kniffel is working at right tackle this spring.
Spring ball is all about getting different people in different places, you know. So Coach Meyer said, you know, I'm going to switch it up, get different feelings, different places, you know. We just need depth. And everywhere, you know, kind of this year is like just everybody should be ready to play any position. And so that's kind of the mindset we have as an offensive line.
He says having the ability to play multiple positions makes everyone better. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Rush CPA & Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.